Avos, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5:3, and more, another group of 10. Here it says, Asar Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom. Our father Abraham was tested through 10 tests, 10 trials. And you note here that he's called Avram Avinu, not just Avram, as was referred to in the previous Mishnah, because it's because of his success in these trials. Success meaning he took what Hashem sent him and he then responded besimcha, with joy, without complaining, doing what he had to do with rizus, alacrity. And because of that, he becomes our father. It's in the schus of his success of these 10 trials that he becomes the father of our nation. And really, from our perspective, it's thanks to him and what he implanted in us, the ability to overcome these kinds of tests, that we are able to succeed as Hashem, as the Jewish people. Says the Mishnah, Va'amad b'chulam, he succeeded, he stood up to all 10 of these trials. Lahodia, this is to teach you, Kama chibaso shel Avram Avinu alav hashalom, to teach you just how beloved, what a special place Hashem holds Avram Avinu to be in his heart, so to speak, in Hashem's heart, so to speak. So, what are these 10 trials? So, the truth is that there are different counts. I'll read you Bartanura's version first. Bartanura says the 10 are, number one, accepting to be thrown into the fiery furnace of Nimrod. It's based on a Midrash. Rashi brings in the beginning, of course, the beginning of the story there, back even before Lech Lecha. But it's not mentioned in the Pesukim at all. Number two is Lech Lecha, the command to leave everything he had near and dear to him to go to this promised land. The third is the Ra'av, the famine he had to face when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Now remember, the point is Hashem promised him everything will be good when he gets there, and of course it wasn't good at all. He was forced to leave, and so that was a tremendous test in his betach and faith in Hashem. Then, when he arrives in Egypt, so Sarah is abducted by the people there and taken to Paro. He has to deal with that. The fifth one is he has to do the fight against the four kings who abduct Lot, his nephew. And then you have the Bris Ben Abasarim, the sixth one. That is where Avram sees prophetically the slavery in Egypt and also the Shiur Malchus, the four different exiles, if you will, the Jewish people will face. Then you have the seventh one is the mitzvah of Bris Mila, which he had to do when he was 99 years old. Of course, very old to be doing something like that on himself. The eighth, says the Bartanura, is again his wife Sarah being taken to son by Avimelech and Gerar. Number nine is the tremendous challenge of having to send away Hagar and Ishmael, his own child. And finally, number 10, the Kedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. That's the Bartanura's count of 10. Rashi has a slightly different count. Basically, Rashi adds the first one that Avram had to hide underground for 13 years to avoid, being captured by Nimrod. And then he essentially takes out from the list the second abduction by Avimelech of Sarah. The Rambam, who essentially looks up Sukkim and is not counting the Midrashic account, so his first of the 10 Nisyonos is the Lech Lecha. And then essentially, so he adds now to that, Avimelech's abduction of Sarah comes back in, and then again, he divides the sending away of his wife, whatever you call her, Hagar, who's like the mother of his child, away, and that was very difficult for him. And then the ninth one was the even worse problem of having to send away Yishmael, his own son, to send him away, perhaps to die. So that's how the Rambam list of 10. So all those lists, the 10th and final one is the Kedas Yitzchak, but worth noting that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who has a slightly different account, the 10th test is actually the buying of the burial plot for Sarah Imenu back at, the Maarat Machpelah. And, Avram would have a stake in the land. Meanwhile, he never got a stake in the land, and the land he tries to buy, he's extorted and forced to pay, exorbitant amounts of money and so on. So that's his 10th and final trial according to Rabbeinu Yonah. At all events, the takeaway message for us, of course, is that we should ask ourselves when will we and our actions live up to those of our fathers. And the point is, we each all have nisyonos of our own. We each have our own tests in life, but whatever they are, we should accept them and try to persevere and overcome them, like Avram Avinu did, with simcha, with joy, and without complaining to Hashem. And Bez Hashem, we all should succeed. and overcoming our nisyonos.